Nearly 3 weeks after Hurricane Ike pummeled the Texas coast, 400 people are believed to be missing. Some of those people may be alive but unaccounted for. At least 33 people are known to have died, and authorities in Texas fear that that number will continue to rise. NPR's John Burnett reports from Chambers County, Texas, where search crews are still looking for victims.
Where are we going?
We're on the Leggett Ranch in Chambers County, and we're headed out west to look at some of the debris fields from Hurricane Ike.
John Feist is a lanky, blue-eyed former bank loan officer turned game warden for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. At a time of year when he'd normally be chasing illegal alligator hunters, he's been enlisted in the growing army of body searchers. His area, Chambers County in southeast Texas, had the geographic bad luck of being the catcher of immense piles of debris blown over from the Bolivar Peninsula, which was raked clean by Ike. On this morning, Feist is driving an all-terrain vehicle. Last week, he was in an airboat.
We've been working the shoreline, checking debris fields, basically for smell, you know, smelling the death. And we found a lot of dead cows and coyotes and other wildlife, but no people.
Searchers expect they'll probably find more bodies on Bolivar Peninsula with its shredded beach communities. So far, they've found only one fatality in Chambers County, that of 58-year-old Gail Ettinger. Her body was discovered 10 miles inland from where she tried to ride out the storm in her beach house.
Everything that was down on the Bolivar Peninsula is now sitting in the southern half of our county in bits and pieces.
Chambers County Sheriff Joe LaReeve says there are more than 50 separate fields of debris, which together would cover an area greater than three Manhattan islands. The scattered lumber alone looks like someone bombed a Home Depot, intermixed with furniture, jet skis, propane tanks, exercycles, and stuffed animals. But what about the 400 missing?
There's people who are reported missing that are being found every day that just hadn't checked in with family members. We could have two more out here. We could have 20 more out here. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. But the problem we have is we don't know if the needle's actually there.
Tomorrow, search teams with cadaver dogs from all over Texas will help the sheriff and his deputies go through the monster debris fields. It's grim work, and not just because of what they may find. Black muck, the consistency of yogurt, sucks at their boots. Biting flies and mosquitoes attack exposed flesh. And don't forget the slithering water moccasins lurking under the wreckage.
For each dog that we have on the ground searching, we have somebody walking with a shotgun so that if a snake comes out and tries to bite the dog or the handler, we can kill the snakes.
Sheriff LaReeve estimates it will be weeks before they get through the biggest piles. And even then, the storm debris is so vast they won't reach it all. He says he won't be surprised if 3 years from now, a rancher or a hunter stumbles across a human skeleton. Reporters tend to measure disasters with bodies. But that's not how they do it in Gulf Coast communities. With or without more fatalities, for rural Chambers County, Ike has been cataclysmic. Nothing will be the same for years. Some people lost everything. Salt water has killed thousands of acres of pastures and the cattle that grazed on them. Shrimp and oyster boats went to the bottom of the bay. Says game warden John Feist.
Even though we don't have a death toll, we have a real big emotional toll.
When you drive south of Interstate 10 and quiet the car radio and enter the storm zone, you come into a different world than the one of bank takeovers and congressional bailouts. In the obliterated community of Oak Island, a hotel owner said with a weary but resilient smile, "My problems here in Oak Island are way beyond the problems on Wall Street these days." John Burnett, NPR News.